We're in France, in Dordogne to be precise. Dordogne is in the southwest of France. In the deep and wide countryside, it is a sparsely populated area surrounded by woods. But surprisingly, it is here, in this rural area, that thousands of Brit people have chosen to settle and start a brand new life. I am French, and I am also a newcomer to the Dordogne. And it has amazed me to realize that these British make up sometimes 15 or 30% of the whole local population. But to be honest, in Dordogne, it is commonly known that thanks to these Brit people, a lot of villages have been reborn. According to the INSEE, the French Institute of Statistics, in 2014, in Nouvelle-Aquitaine, there were 50 times more British than in 1968. So, I've decided to check in order to know more about these Brit people who live in the Dordogne permanently. What are their motivations and their feelings? I've asked 12 questions to 7 people: Julia, Lynn, Louisa, Caroline, John, Gemma, and Amanda. Chapter 1. Why the hell did you leave your country?
My husband had worked in the Merchant Navy.
Julia.
My children had.
She lives in France since 2004.
My husband had worked in the Merchant Navy. My children had been to school on the mainland in England, and we thought it was time to make a new life together after 30 years of a very unusual marriage. It was to have something to do together. When, as retirement was looming, there wasn't much opportunity to really be active and have an active way of life. Our house was perfect, there was no work to be done, we had a small garden. We wanted something that gave us a project, something to do together as a new life together after 30 years of a separated. We weren't separated, we were married. It was that he was away at sea. And the idea was that we were looking for something. Rather than me going out to work all the time, him sitting at home all the time, that there was something we both could enjoy doing together. It was a case of sharing a common project rather than one, me still continuing to go out to work while my husband was home retired with nothing to do.
I've always wanted to come to France.
Eline, she lives in France since 2017.
I've always wanted to come to France. I think I get this from my father, who is very wanted to travel lots of places, and also he wanted to live abroad. But my mother didn't want to do that. Didn't want to leave her family and everything. But I'm more adventurous, being ex-RAF, I wanted to live in France, so I enjoyed my life in England, don't get me wrong, I mean, I obviously spent most of my life there, but you get to a stage in your life where you want something else, something less stressful, a better way of life, and to enjoy new things and new experiences. And I think I got to that point where, you know, it wasn't necessary for me to to move to France, because obviously all my family, friends, and it is a big upheaval to leave your life as you know it and experience new things in another country. I'm not saying it hasn't been difficult. It has, because obviously, for one thing, there's the language barrier. But to experience the whole way of life and different cultures appealed to me.
I left Scotland to
Louisa. She lives in France for 5 years.
I left Scotland to come to France. I wasn't so much I was leaving Scotland as I wanted to come to France, because I'd spent many, many happy years here with a second home. I spent all my summers here, and so I loved it so much I thought I'd like to live here full time.
But does that mean that you didn't like Scotland to leave your country?
Absolutely not. No, I love Scotland. But I enjoyed the lifestyle and particularly the climate even more over here. So it wasn't that I was leaving Scotland. It was very much I was coming to France. So it was a positive move. I was coming here, not leaving there. And I always go back to Scotland for New Year.
I'm sorry, but I still don't understand why you left your country. You were good there, and so you wanted some adventure, or?
Partly that, but also partly I wanted to open my own business, which was suited to here, because where we are in France did not have a sort of habit, or it didn't have many shops of the kind that I wanted to open, which was sort of vintage, secondhand clothes, designer clothes, and it's not something that the French at that time did. It was very unusual. When I realised that the retirement age had been raised by a full 6 years, which I was unaware of, like so many, I realised that I had many more years to work, and I decided I would rather come and do it here in something I enjoyed. So it seemed like a good... I knew the area well, my French was improving, and so I thought it was a good thing to do. And probably reaching that age, and my mother had died, I suddenly realised that if I was going to do it, I had to do it now.
It wasn't so much
Caroline
like
and her husband. They live in France since the beginning of 2018.
It wasn't so much we didn't like our life, but we worked for a university. We actually had really good jobs, and you know, over the years we've really enjoyed working there. But things have changed a lot recently, and we started coming over to France and doing this house up, and the more we came, the more we fell in love with it here. And we decided to think about how we could actually create a life here, earlier than just coming out to retire. And we decided to use the skills that we already have in terms of teaching and being creative, and try and turn that into a business where we could actually support ourselves here and start a new life. Yeah.
Think has changed? What do you mean?
I guess in terms of teaching within a university, we actually taught within a further education department, and the pressure from Ofsted and the pressure for getting people through the course, and people who perhaps really shouldn't have passed, you know, having to support them through, and it all became a sort of number crunching. All about success rates and, you know, getting into the top grades and everything. And my job turned from teaching horticulture, which is what I really enjoy, to sort of just teaching things that, like business studies and
pushing people through, really, and it just became less enjoyable and more depressing, I suppose. Yeah.
The reason why you left your country is like we say, I will tell it in French, la recherche du bonheur.
Yes.
You are looking for happiness.
Yeah, absolutely. Not that we were unhappy, 100%, but yes, we had fallen into a rut. We were just being pushed harder and harder at work. We ended up, because we actually lived on campus, we ended up doing a lot of evenings and weekends, you know, for no return for us. The only thing we used to think was, well, we get a day off in Lu, that's one more day in France that we can have in the summer. Mm. And we knew that just to continue doing that until we retired was kind of almost wasting the best years that we had left, really, and that, you know, it was quite risky. We knew we were taking a risk. People say to us, oh, you're so lucky living in France or having a house in France. No luck involved. We've worked really, really hard to get here. We took a lot of risks. You know, we've moved away
given
from our family and friends.
Big salaries.
Given up a salary, yeah. Yes.
A pension, you know, a lot of things that, you know, we could have retired, taken early retirement, had we put another few years in. Mm. We've just sacrificed it all, haven't we? For happiness, for living a life of happiness, which is worth, you only get one go, make the best of it, you know, and do it here, you know. But we earn enough to pay up, we pay all our taxes, our social charges, we're in the system, and it's great to be giving back as well, isn't it?
To be contributing.
Yeah, contributing, and it's good, yeah. But we grow our own produce, so, you know, we can supplement it, can't we?
Yeah.
So it's good. It just makes me smile.
And can you explain why you left your country?
Yeah, same thing to Caroline, really. You know, we were pushed and pushed more in our job roles, which makes you unhappy. And because we'd bought this beautiful little part of France, we did fall in love with it more and more so every time we came, and made our plans to make this our home. And we have done from the start, really, haven't we? From just coming for holidays, we tried straight away to integrate with the locals, whom have all been fantastic, and which adds to the loving of being here. So we knew we had a 5-year plan. We knew it was going to come and pack up good salary jobs, but the money that we had to what we have, the little we have now, this far outweighs the stresses and the and, you know, the misery, really, that you can become in a rut in a job, you know. So, yeah, it was the best move we ever made, wasn't it? We're not rich. We never have the finest things of life, but we've got this little part of Limousin, which is, you know, it's our love, isn't it? So, did the right move. Just stressors, really, you know, stressors. And, you know, you became no one in the end at work, didn't you? It was just somebody got to turn up and be ignored in between, sort of thing, by the hierarchy, sort of thing, so you felt less, you know, important, or, you know, so we did the right thing. So this little part of France was what, you know, we knew we had to be below the Loire because of the rainfall, and that's it, and this is it. We could drive back to England should we need to, because we've both got parents in England, so we knew we could get there in a long day, and that was why we chose this area, wasn't it?
We bought a house here.
Gemma, she lives in France for 2 years.
We bought a house here. We used to come on holidays, and we bought a house because it was much, much cheaper than we could buy in the UK. Much more land, a bigger property for a lot less money. It needed a complete renovation, but as my partner was a builder, that was exciting for him. So we used to come on holidays to just come and do the work on the house, and eventually we always used to hate going back to the UK. At the end of the holiday, it was always very depressing, the thought of going back to the rainy UK. So we decided after a few years that we would move permanently so that we could finish the house and then see what happened from there.
So at the beginning it was a holiday story, and after you decided to settle in France. But why were there things that you didn't like in England?
Mainly the problem in England, we were working many hours, not having much money spare to do anything, and finding with... I was employed by the police force in the UK as a civilian, and I would get maybe 22 days holiday a year, and I find that really restraining. So on moving here, we had a chance to create our own business because our outgoings were much less, so we could live more freely and be our own bosses.
What do you mean by more freely?
So with outgoings less, so we had a very, very small mortgage on the holiday home we bought, so we didn't have to earn as much to cover our bills, and therefore we felt more free. We didn't have to work all the hours that we were working in the UK, and we could make, rather than work for somebody else, we work for ourselves here.
Was it a better life you were looking for?
Yes. Yeah, absolutely. The weather obviously helps here. It's a lot better weather. In the UK, it can be very grey often. That definitely helped. I think that was more mainly the reasons. I suppose more calmer here, less stress. Yeah.
Well, the first reason is prices of houses.
John, he lives in France for 6 years.
Well, the first reason is prices of houses. My partner and I were living in a rented property. We didn't have much money, and I'm quite old, and we could never have bought a property in the UK. And so we could buy something here, and that is the primary reason. I know all, I mean, there are all sorts of other reasons. I love France, I always have. I've been here many, many times. I've worked here. I speak the language reasonably well. So it seemed like a sensible place to start. It's also not too far from the UK for visiting. But I tell you what, if it hadn't been for the fact that we could buy a house, a lovely house with a lovely garden here, we wouldn't have come. I would have stayed in the UK.
You would have stayed in the UK?
Yes.
So it's not because there are things you don't like in the UK that you left it?
There are many things I don't like in the UK that all contributed to our decision to leave. But if I had been able to buy a house that I liked and wanted to live in, I would have stayed, because I have family in the UK, I have lots of friends in the UK, I could work easily in the UK. But... it was beyond, I mean, I'm 63, I could never have got a mortgage. My partner and I are both divorced. We both had periods of illness, so we didn't have very much money at all. So we were going to be condemned to renting a tiny place somewhere we didn't want to be for the rest of our lives, which, I tell you what, made it an easy decision to leave. There are many things I love about France and don't like about the UK, and I'm quite happy to talk about those. But basically, it was housing.
Actually, my mum and my stepdad bought a house over here, and I decided to...
Amanda, she lives in France since 2016.
Actually, my mum and my stepdad bought a house over here, and... I decided it would be a new opportunity for me and my children to move over here.
But why did you want to leave your country? You could have come on holidays only.
I started originally coming on holiday here, And the more we visited, the more I fell in love with the area. It's very beautiful. It's a nice little town we live in. It's a lovely country. So I decided to move and start a new chapter of my life.
Were there things you didn't like in England?
Yes, there's always things you don't like in places. I think for me, it was more family orientated. I decided it'd be a new opportunity for me and my children, give them a new outlook for life, learn a new culture, different language, explore the world.
If you liked this chapter, rendezvous for the next one.